I'm beating him awfully badly in the polls.
But you're not beating Hillary. But you're not beating Hillary.
Well, then if I can't, if I can't beat her, you're really going to get killed, aren't you? So let me ask you this, because you're really getting beaten badly. I know you're embarrassed. I know you're embarrassed. But keep fighting. Keep swinging, man. Swing for the fences. Let me just tell you. The Trump University case is a civil case, it's a civil case. It's a case where people want to try and get, it's a case that is nonsense. It's something I could have settled many times. I could settle it right now for very little money, but I don't want to do it out of principle. The people that took the course all signed, many, signed report cards saying it was fantastic, it was wonderful, it was beautiful. And believe me, I'll win that case. That's an easy case.
All right, we're back. That was Trump. That was Trump back at the last debate, talking about Trump University. And I know it's going to come up tonight. It's funny. I just seen a little blurb on the news that Mitt Romney put out a tweet that said, if Donald Trump would have said the things he said about Mexicans and Muslims and the KKK 4 years ago, I would never have had him endorse me. So as you can tell, what I say an hour and a half ago on this show, people are going to start saying, well, Mitt, all of these things that you're saying were around Trump 4 years ago. Remember, I said that. I said, little old me, little J-O, the internet radio host, little J-O. If I'm thinking this, if I'm saying this is bizarre, I mean, well, we know why it's being done. The GOP's doing it. The Rens Priebus, they're in charge of this. But the fact that Mitt Romney would put himself in this position to get attacked, not just by Trump, but from people saying, Mitt, he endorsed you. So people already were saying to Romney what I said on this show. And of course, that wasn't just what Romney said. Now, if his speech was, hey, you can't support Trump because he said this about Muslims, this about KKK, this about Mexicans, and that's bad, good day. Fine. But that's not what Romney said. Romney brought up BuzzFeed John Oliver talking points. Trump steaks, Trump vodka, Trump mortgage, Trump university. So Mitt Romney, again, can't have it both ways. He can't have it both ways, and that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to have it both ways. He's trying to say, well, wait a minute. I would never have put myself together with Donald Trump if he said those things about Mexicans. And, oh, so what about Trumbaca, mortgages, the things he said about women, his brashness, all of that was around in 2012. So you were fine with that. Those things you were fine with. Those things you were fine with. It's the Muslims, the KKK, the whatever other garbage Romney said. See, it's already happening. It's already happening. People are saying, Mitt, you're a moron. This guy endorsed you. You sought after this guy's endorsement. The Mexican thing and the Muslim thing. If he said that, well, okay, but that's not just what you said in your 20-minute speech. In your 20-minute speech, you brought up Trump University, you brought up vodka, you brought up brashness, you brought up misogyny, you brought up all of these things that were with Trump in 2012. You are not outraged. You were told to go there by Rance Priebus. You were told to go there by the GOP. Not by the voters. You were told to go there and do what you did. Plain and simple. I told you it was going to happen. And I'm just a J-O. Wait to the Limbus. Wait till the Limbus and the Levins. And remember, Limbus and Levins didn't like Romney in the first place. And as much as Levin, loves Cruz and doesn't like Trump, if Trump wins or is in a position to win, Levin's going to back Trump way before he backs Rubio or Kasich or anybody else. Levin's not going to back Romney. Limbaugh's not going to back Romney. If it came down to Mitt Romney and Donald Trump, Limbaugh's not going to say, oh, I love Mitt Romney. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. Wait till they, I'm telling you, wait till they grab Mitt Romney. Wait till they grab Mitt Romney. Amazing. Tonight's debate, Maron. And I'll tell you, I don't think you're going to see a situation. I'm going to make a prediction for you. And I noticed the difference. I noticed the difference last night. And now with Romney inserting himself, because I don't think this will be the last time you hear from Romney. I think Romney is going to be a surrogate. I think Romney, remember, he's a chicken ass, just like the rest of the GOP. They won't say, don't vote for Trump, vote for this person, because they don't know who could win. They don't know who could back Trump or beat Trump. So they don't know who to back, and they don't want to back a loser. They have no convictions. They have no heart. They have no soul. So here's my observation, and here's my take. As much as the Rubio people and the Rubio surrogates want to try to convince everyone that his Don Rickles routine was working and worked, it didn't. As much as they want everybody to believe it worked, it didn't, because that's not who Rubio was. Rubio's supposed to be the guy that's calm, cool, collective. He's supposed to be the mature one. He's supposed to be the one that could sit there with Vladimir Putin. He's supposed to be the young John F. Kennedy. Or he's supposed to be the young Republican that is like John F. Kennedy. That's what he's supposed to be. And all of a sudden, he's talking about peeing pants. He's talking about people's penis size. And all of a sudden, people got turned off. People are like, what the hell's going on? If you're supposed to be mature and you're supposed to be the one with the steady hand, what are you doing? So was that an act and this is really you? Or are you putting on an ad? What is going on? So last night I heard him in an interview, and he was back to his normal self. He was back to his normal self. He was back to Mr. Cool and Collective. So what I think is going to happen is Romney's going to be the one that now, every time the camera's on him, every time there's a microphone, he's going to be attacking Trump. He's going to be accusing Trump of being a con man and a liar and a misogynist and all the things that he said about Trump. And Rubio and Cruz will not engage in that type of mudslinging. They'll let Romney do it. So now what you will get is a debate that doesn't have Rubio talking over Trump, going after Trump. And I'm not talking about your normal, I say something, and then you say something, and you attack me, but there's an even keel to you get to speak, I get to speak. You get to attack, I get to attack. But it doesn't engage three people talking over each other and the moderators, stop, 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 and bells are ringing. And I don't think you're going to see that. I think you're going to see a more calm and cool attack from Rubio and Cruz. Now, I think Megyn Kelly, I think Bret Baier, I think Wallace, I think they're going to go at Trump. Remember, Fox is the one that had the videos. Remember, Fox had the videos at their last debate, the debate in Iowa that Trump was not at. They had the videos. They're going to pull out the videos again. I bet you they pull out the Jake Tapper video. They're going to bring up the KKK stuff. They're going to bring up the KKK stuff. Watch. They're going to bring it up. They're going to bring it up. They're going to bring up. I can't even fathom all the stuff that Megyn Kelly is going to bring up. The entire debate is going to be focused on going after Trump. They are going to try to get Trump to get into a fight with Megyn Kelly. Mark my words. They are going to do everything they can to get into a fight. Everything they can to get into a fight with Megyn. It's going to be insane. It really is. It's going to be insane. That's what you're going to see tonight. Watch. You're not going to see the comedy act from Rubio. And here's my prediction. On the Trump front, I don't think you're going to see Trump lose his cool. I don't think you're going to see Trump in that unhinged moment. I think Trump is going to put himself out there like he did in that press conference after he won Super Tuesday. I think he's going to talk softer. I think he's going to be more precise. I think he's going to have a bunch more policy points. And it's so funny because everybody says, we want policy. We want policy. We want to know exactly what you're going to do. That's what we want from our candidates. And yesterday, Trump put out a policy sheet, a point by point by point position, or I should say plan on healthcare, instead of just getting rid of the lines because everybody didn't understand what that meant. On his website, they have a healthcare policy position, and they have point by point what has to be done, and no one's talking about it because no one cares. People don't care. People don't care. When you hear the pundits, when you hear these people go, we want to hear positions. We want to hear how you're going to do this. No, they don't. It's an excuse. It's BS. It's BS. Because Trump released a policy point for point position yesterday, and no one's talking about it. Nobody cares. So I think tonight Trump's going to be loaded with a bunch of points, a bunch of policy points. So when they go, Mr. Trump, can you tell us exactly what you're going to do with health care? Can you tell us exactly? And he'll say, okay, A, B, C, D, E. End of story. Can you tell us exactly? And he's going to tell Megyn Kelly or Bret Baier or Wallace what he will do point by point. You watch. Now, I could be wrong. When I was talking to my liberal friend yesterday, he said, no, man. He goes, tonight's debate is going to be even worse. It's going to be even worse than it was the last time. They're going to tear into it. It's going to. And I'm like, dude, it's not. I'm like, it's not, man. Trust me. He's like, no, I guarantee. I go, I'll text you tonight. I go, within the first 5 minutes, you're going to know. Whoever gets the first question, if their response is a pivot to Donald Trump's a con man. He loves neo-Nazis. He's horrible. If the first question pivots to Donald Trump's a con man, and then Donald Trump doesn't let them finish, it starts screaming and yelling, well, guess what? Then I'm wrong. But I don't believe I'm wrong. I don't believe I'm wrong. I don't believe I'm wrong. But we'll see.